because something crazy happened in my house last night. At 1:30 in the morning, my sister-in-law came upstairs. We've got a two-story house, and she was downstairs. And a guy had come up to the door that we have downstairs in a room and started shaking it and going, "I'm Brian, let me in, let me in. I'm in trouble, you gotta let me in." And that scared the hell out of her, obviously. A guy we don't know at all. She ran upstairs, called the police and said, "You know, can you help me with what's happening downstairs?" So obviously I went down to check it out. And it turns out there was a crazy guy in our yard. And he'd been all over the neighborhood. He'd gone to four different houses. He'd thrown, I think, a stone through a Starbucks, etc. And when I looked outside, he was in the driveway. And thank God the cops had shown up. And he's yelling at the cops, and he won't back down. And the police started walking towards him and towards the house. And you know what he did? He bolted to our backyard and then broke down our back door and was in our living room. Now, at this point, I've got Jenny, my sister-in-law, I've got my wife, I've got my newborn daughter all downstairs because they were curious. They came down to see what was happening with the police. I got them upstairs right away. I turned on the lights and I let the cops in. It all took about 2 seconds or so, and it was incredibly scary. And the cops came in and handled the situation perfectly. And they got him on the ground, and thank God nobody got hurt. And they said he might be on bath salts. He was acting really crazy. Now, we don't know that. You obviously need toxicology reports to figure that out. But there's no question that he was acting incredibly crazy, screaming and making no sense whatsoever. So then, after I told this story to, you know, friends here, and they asked me a really interesting question. Did it change your mind on gun control? Did you wish that you had a gun in the house when you have your newborn there, you got your two-year-old son, you got your whole family, you got your mother upstairs, etc.? And I said, not at all. In that moment, I thought, thank God there's no guns in the house. Because when the cops come, what if I've got a gun? Then they're confused. Is it the guy with the gun that I have to worry about, or the guy without the gun? What's my priority? Do I subdue the guy with the gun, or do I go after the crazy guy? Which one is which? Now, they say, what if the other guy had a gun? All right, but if he's got a gun and he starts shooting and I start shooting and then the cops start shooting, there's bullets flying all over my house and I got a two-year-old, a newborn, and my wife and my whole family in the house. That's the last thing in the world that I want. I swear to you, the whole time I was thinking, thank God there are no guns, and thank God he wasn't armed either. And look, if he's got a gun and we all start shooting, it isn't going to help anyway. And trying to fight back against a crazy guy with a gun is not what you should be doing. That's what the cops are there for, and they were there, and they were ready, and they responded. Okay, it doesn't help the situation.